Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of December 6th through the 13th. And I want to start off a little differently. Why not? Mercury's going direct today, right? We have a little shift going on. I was really kind of watching a video. I was watching something by Leak Project, which I really like his stuff. And they were talking about the planets and the different things they were doing. And I thought, you know, I should share that with you guys. So, you know, since we are looking at the influence of these different heavenly bodies on our bodies, our heavenly bodies, maybe it's kind of important to know what the heck they're doing, you know, besides the fact that we're, you know, always checking in on what their position is up there. What are they actually doing? So, you know, for Aries and Scorpio, Mars is, you know, one of the rulers for both of you guys. And for Scorpio, you also have Pluto. Well, Mars is heating up, okay? Actually, all the planets, supposedly, from what they're saying, and this information, by the way, was from NASA and ESA and Physics Today and what I was listening to on Leak Project. Okay, so for you Aries and Scorpios out there, you know, with Mars heating up, it may mean that something's heating up, you know. I think this is really kind of going on for all of us, and that might be why the whole world's so freaking nutty lately. But definitely I think, you know, this would pertain, especially to Aries, which is ruled by this fiery energy, to something heating up in your life, something really getting ready to go. And so this may be that you're feeling more on the edge, more like you're ready to launch into something, or it may be stirring up more anger or more passion in your life. And both Mars and Pluto have been found to have water on the planets in some form or another. And so, you know, to me, what that would mean for you guys would be that this is considered newer discovery towards water, which is an emotional energy. So you guys might be at a place in your progression where you're able to feel more. There's some kind of new feelings coming to you. And if that hasn't happened yet, it's possible, because we, you know, as we discover these things, it's because consciously we're ready to start assimilating them into our world down here. And so I think that's pretty powerful for both Aries and Scorpio. For Taurus and Libra, Venus is actually slowing down. But at the same time, the winds on the planet are speeding up. So what does that mean? I would say that for Taurus and Librans, perhaps physically, you know, I don't know if you've taken some time to kind of chill out, or if you have been trying to slow down enough to think something through. But it's definitely saying, like, the physical part of you, you know, there's some slowing down here in your life to maybe, you know, like they say, stop and smell the roses. Maybe this period of your life, instead of chasing after something, the better things are going to be coming to you by slowing down and allowing things to unfold. But at the same time, the winds are speeding up on Venus. And so, you know, to me, that, I mean, and you guys can definitely have your own interpretations of this. This is what's coming to me about it. But with the winds, I would say, you know, maybe it's time to just toss some things out there and see if different ideas might stick, you know, if there's something that you need to kind of float out there on the wind in some way. It might be that some interesting thoughts are coming your way as well, some interesting ideas. It could be time to whisk some things away in your life. Perhaps to jump on the old stick and take a cruise around the skies. I don't know. But the winds are picking up on Venus, so you guys might want to contemplate that a little bit. For Gemini and Virgo, you guys are ruled by Mercury. Mercury is also heating up. So there's something to you guys. Now, when you're thinking of Mercury, we're thinking about, you know, communication. And so there might be something that you really feel like, you know, on the edge of your seat, like you need to share this idea. You need to tell somebody something. There's something that needs to be communicated, and it's heating up in your life, right? And I think the other interesting thing about this is that, you know, and this is not really super recent, but they have discovered against, you know, all their theories that Mercury does have an atmosphere. And so for me, when I'm thinking about the signs with this, I would say, you know, for Gemini and Virgo, is it, do you need more people in your atmosphere? Do you need more people sharing the atmosphere of your ideas? Is it time to kind of find that soul group? Are you comfortable in the atmosphere that you're in at the moment? Is there a need to make some kind of change there? So you can contemplate, contemplate the atmosphere for you guys. For Cancer, this is the moon, and Cancer and Leos are both, you know, solo planets. Everybody else has, you know, shares a ruler. So Cancer with the moon, there's definitely been a lot more recorded activity going on. Lots of little critters caught on telescopes floating across the moon, little zips and things, projectiles sticking out, and oh, we don't want to interpret that one, right? but definitely it seems like there's more activity here. And so perhaps for our Cancers, it's calling you out of your shell and saying, time to get more active. There's more stuff to do here, or there's more things going on around you. Things are shifting. And speaking of that, there's been a lot of reports for Cancer that the moon's axis has shifted. It's been progressively shifting. And so when you look upon the moon, you're seeing it tilted at a different angle than what you would have 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And so there is something shifting with you, within you on a steady basis, but it's definitely kind of giving you guys a different influence, or giving you guys a different perspective as you're, you know, looking at something from a different angle. Obviously, you're getting a different perspective. And so you definitely want to be open to that moving forward. With Leo, is ruled by the sun. You know, there's been practically zero sunspots on the sun in 2018, and this is causing the upper atmosphere to cool down on Earth, and perhaps a cooling trend, and grand solar minimum kind of thing. And so what I would think for Leo, that might mean there's a reason to conserve some energy here right now. Perhaps you're building up to some kind of big event or some launch that you're getting ready to do, but right now there's something about conservation of energy. And it might also be a time to really look at your impact on others who kind of rely on your light to grow and flower and be happy, right? Because there's something shifting here just, you know, at the moment out there. And so that might mean there's something to look at for you guys when it comes to that interaction with others. You know, do you need to find a better balance with the people around you, you know, so that energy is going both ways a little bit? I don't know why I jumped. Oh, I do. I see. Okay. Sorry. Talking to myself. For Sagittarius and Pisces, you guys are both ruled by Jupiter. Pisces is ruled by Neptune has co-rulers. So with Jupiter, Jupiter's warming up, as all the heavenly bodies are doing right now. And so, again, with all signs, you are kind of, I kind of look at this too, like with all everybody really being influenced by this warming. You know, it's kind of like the Schumann resonance. Like we're vibrating, we're shifting in some way. There may be something to our spiritual ascension in this process. You know, as things are heating up for all bodies here. But definitely there is this warming, and Jupiter has changed its frequency. Now, that's kind of a really big deal, because when you change your frequency, Sag and Pisces, you definitely are going to resonate with different people that are in that frequency. So this may have already happened, and you're recognizing it, and you're feeling a little out of place with certain people that you were on that frequency before, but now you're not. And some of you, it might still be in process. eclipse or something that's going to be happening, depending on where you are in the sign. But definitely, I would say it's something that's an important one, you know. And with Neptune, it's no longer on its orbit, and it now has rings. So for Pisces, man, you know, if you're feeling like you're not on your orbit, if you're feeling like you're off your path, in other words, then there's a reason for that. And I would not force it, but I would be paying attention, you know, to what that brings with it. What is the change? And is there something different you would like to orbit, you know, in your life coming up? Those would be questions I would be asking. And I would say that now that it has rings, you know, that can mean a lot of different things. Maybe some of you guys are contemplating marriage and ready for the ring, you know. Maybe you're thinking about boxing, ready for the ring. Maybe there's something you need to encircle in your life, you know. And both planets, Jupiter and Neptune, are collecting moons. Now, you can't, you know, collect me. But you can. Not physically, but you can listen up and share my thoughts, right? But collecting moons, you know, so things that are going to kind of satellite around you. And that's a beautiful thing. So I would say our Sagittarius and Pisces are, there's new incoming souls coming around you, and some that are probably going to stay for a while and like your orbit. For Capricorn and Aquarius, both of these are ruled by Saturn, and Aquarius is also ruled by Uranus. So Saturn is also warming up, and so we see things going on here with things you're feeling heated up about, ready to do, or that evolving scenario with the Ascension. And Saturn has more plasma activity. And so if we're thinking about, you know, that body and then what is plasma to our bodies, you know, it's about fighting off disease or dis-ease. And so, you know, I would say the Capricorns definitely want to be thinking about, you know, really taking seriously, staying healthy and fighting off, it could be physical, you know, physical disease. At this time, it's really, you know, this is saying there's more plasma there to help you, you know, so you want to kind of hone in on that energy and find it within yourself to heal yourself. Or there may be some dis-ease with situations around you, or, you know, something that's unfolding or in your world. And, excuse me, it would really be kind of the same thing, just knowing that there is more plasma activity now there and knowing that that can help you fight that, then you want to be looking for that within yourself, your own personal strength in the situation. Ask yourself, you know, if you were seeing somebody else in this situation, what you would tell them to do, and follow through with that. And as far as with Aquarius having the co-ruler of Uranus, Uranus is now on its side. Its equators have flipped. Does that sound like our lovely Aquarians? So, you know, really, that's a pretty serious one as well. For Aquarians, you know, the equator is the center. And if that has flipped on its side, if your center has flipped on its side, well, you know, then I think it's, you want to be reassessing a lot of things, you know. Where are you at the core? Are you in the right place? Has something dramatically changed in your life that is, you know, making you feel like you've flipped a little bit? and realize, again, this would be a perspective one, as we talked about for the other signs. So, you know, you're definitely looking at things from a different angle. And certain things that would make you hot before might not be making you hot now. And certain things that might make you feel cold before might have changed as well. So really, taking a good look at yourself. So, you know, just a fun, interesting little way to check in with what our planets are actually doing out there. And now let's look at our week ahead. Mercury retrograde ended today on the 6th, and we are now going to have it move forward through Scorpio, going forward over the degrees that it backed over, and giving you some forward motion with the themes of Scorpio between the 6th and the 12th. on the 12th, it'll move into Sagittarius, and between then and the 24th, you'll be in the shadow part of that, where it will be going forward over the degrees that went backwards. We're going to start off talking about Scorpio. So from today, for you guys listening live, up through the 13th, I'm sorry, the 12th, the show week is till the 13th, up through the 12th, this is a chance to really start moving forward with things that you have been redoing, releasing, reworking, rekindling in your sex life, with divorce themes, anything with reproductive or hormonal type things going on, maybe a birth or a death if somebody has crossed, or your feelings about life and death. Anything in the big financial realm, as you know, we've had like a big smackdown. And so that's shifting gears for those guys who've listened to me prior to this or read the monthly. You know that the U.S. Birth chart, we are having some pretty extreme hits between December 4th and the 9th. So hopefully you guys read that stuff prior and knew it was coming. but, you know, so we're going to be feeling our way through that for a few more days here. But we have this forward momentum now. So now we can start moving forward on choices that we're making. Anything that you've had to tackle or you weren't sure of in those areas, now it's time to start seeing some energy playing out there. And really between the 6th and the 12th, the big day is going to be the 11th, and I'm not even certain we can call it a big day. It's an adjustment alignment, and so there is probably going to be a sense of a need to show up and do something that is an adaptation when it comes to the sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or financial situation, again, peaking on the 11th. Okay, so with the Sagittarius energy in our week ahead, we have a new moon, and that is kicking off today for you guys listening live on the 6th at 11:20 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, and tomorrow on the 7th at 2:20 a.m. on the East Coast. And so you can just pretty much expect that when you get up on the 7th and start your day, you're in new moon energy in Sagittarius. And this is going to last for 2 weeks. It's a really good, powerful boost forward. So what that means is the more you do, the more momentum you can gather there to the extent that your life calls for it. Obviously, it's not magic, but if you're in a good place with any of these themes and this is your path, well, this is going to help you get the best momentum of the year in these areas. And so Sagittarius is about anything media-driven, so that can be broadcasting, publishing, publicity, marketing, advertising, that kind of thing. It is also about travel or something going on at a distance, anything foreign. It is also about education, so this could be you getting training or going back to school or teaching. It's about law, so there could be something that you're ready to, you know, get legal about, incorporate, I don't know. It is about weddings and other ceremonies. It is also about politics and about religion. And so we get this major boost starting on Friday. 2 weeks, you want to work with that to the best of your ability. And starting on the 12th, as I mentioned earlier, Mercury is going to join this story. Mercury will then move into Sagittarius. And so moving forward through the shadow from the 12th to the 24th of the month, but in this week ahead, just a couple days. And so this really starts to help you get into the talks or meetings about those subjects, or to hear an offer, or hear some news you've been waiting on about it, or to sign agreements or make decisions or make the sale, to write things up, you know, to take short trips about it, make decisions. And so when we're looking at this 12-day period of the shadow, on the 24th is really kind of the major day, you know, besides the 12th with this. And that day, I'm sorry to say, because it is Christmas Eve, is Mercury squaring Neptune. So It's great for artists. It's great, you know, for the romantic mind and the spiritual mind and all that, because it's frictional energy patterns, so it can push you into some interesting new places. But it can also be challenging. It can be more weepy or nostalgic. There can be more issues if you do imbibe, you know, alcohol or other substances. So you want to be careful with that. There can be some hidden things going on around you on that day. And so we'll talk more about it when we get closer to it. The good part of this is that it's moving forward now. It's moving forward free and clear with a new moon behind it. So we're going to really start to see a lot of momentum in these areas. So as we're looking at this by sign, it's pretty simple, actually, in our breakdown for this week ahead. For Aries, you know, you are now ready to start making some decisions or hearing some people making decisions about you, you know, and having those talks moving forward about any sexual attraction, sex life stuff, you know, going on between you and somebody else, or anything going on with the divorce or a death or a birth, or your financial scenarios. And you do want to be adaptive. Some give and take in these areas will help you get where you want to go with this on the 11th. And then we have the new moon, you know, in effect late tonight of the 6th for you Pacific Coasters, definitely all day tomorrow for the East Coast. And this is going to give Aries this opportunity to launch forward, to either start something new or take something to the next level over the next couple weeks via travel, people at a distance, legal, educational, media marketing, wedding or other ceremonies, or religion or politics. And Mercury joins that story on the 12th, moving forward through the rest of the month. And so this will help you get into talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing, etc., decisions about this stuff from that point forward. For Taurus, Mercury going direct today on the 6th, you guys are now moving forward into the next chapter with your partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents and attorneys, your competitors or opponents, your advocates. So you really want to think about momentum with relationships now. And the big day besides today for really having some things being said that need to be said, the 11th will stand out as for all signs. And on that day, there will be some adjustment to make here, dealing with an institution or some research and development with this person, or dealing with the romantic or artistic or spiritual matter with them. For some of you guys, there may be addictive issues or secrets, you know, to tackle. Hopefully not. That sounds, you know, harder. But you want to do some give and take and working this out with these people. And then, or yourself, if you're, you know, if you're the one, Taurus. And then the new moon, as you get into Friday the 7th, you've got new moon momentum. For Taurus, this is focused on sexual activity, reproductive needs, divorce, dealing with death or birth, or third-party scenarios, any power, you know, power balancing, I guess. And we don't want to say power struggles, right? And anything in the financial realm besides your paycheck. So, you know, insurance policies, taxes, settlements, alimony, commissions, royalties, whatever, you know, bankruptcy, inheritance, those kind of things. And so you have real good momentum now moving forward over these next 2 weeks. You need to just be as proactive as you need to be in whatever you're going after there. Mercury will join the story on the 12th going forward. So at that point, it's easier to meet people about these topics or to have those special talks or make decisions or write things up, sign agreements, make sales, whatever the communication information flow is around that. All right, for Gemini, Mercury going direct starting on the 6th is taking us into our week next week, which is really getting forward momentum now when it comes to any decisions you're making about a health matter or your work. So those are two big areas of life, right? And it can also kind of branch off from that to include coworkers, hired help, paperwork, organizing, cleaning, and also your animals. I don't know how that one got in there, but it did. So, you know, you have momentum now with this to hear what you've been waiting to hear or whatever you've worked out in your do-over. You know, now you can have that talk moving forward about it. And the adjustment on the 11th means some give and take here about your aspirations in the mix or what's going on with original projects in the mix, or it's going to involve something social. So you could be needing to give and take with a friend or online or a group or gathering, something like that. So, or I should also say astrology or charities fall in that area as well. So make an adjustment with me. I don't know. And then Gemini, the new moon on this, as we get into the 7th, I'm just going to say the 7th for everybody because it's so late tonight, even for you guys on the Pacific Coast. I really think we'll be getting into this as we're going through Friday. So over the next 2 weeks, this is relationship oriented for Gemini. This helps you guys either start new relationships or you can start new projects with current people that you're involved with, or you can take something you're doing within the relationship dynamic to the next level. And so you really want to focus on romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, you know, whatever. But you do have this good energy moving this stuff forward, so be as proactive as you need to be. Do note that Mercury joins this story on the 12th, and we'll be going forward over the stuff you were reconsidering during the retrograde. So you might have that talk or meeting or hear something or make a decision about one of these people or focus on something communication or information oriented with, you know, somebody that you're working with there. So there you have that. For Cancer, Mercury going direct on the 6th is going to be taking you forward now over the Scorpio degrees between the 6th and the 12th. And so this gives you a kind of zippy, short little period here, but you are having some forward momentum in making decisions or hearing news or getting into talks or agreements or sales or writing or decision-making about four areas of your life. This can be about your lover or your love life in general. It can be about creative projects or interests. It can be about children, or it can be about recreational pursuits. So you are now headed forward with this stuff, and it is time to make choices and hear from people and talk and all that. There is an adjustment day with this on the 11th, and so for Cancer, the adjustment here is about a goal in the mix. This can, you know, any kind of personal goal, or it can be career and some kind of adaptation that you're making with career, or it can involve an authority figure. So dealing with a boss or a director or a teacher or judge or mentor, parent, whoever that might be. So give and take on that day. And with new moon energy in our week ahead, this really is gathering momentum starting Friday, the 7th, and taking us, you know, over the next 2 weeks. For Cancer, this is going to help you start something new or take what you're doing to the next level with your work or with your health or with your animals or with the coworkers or hired help or paperwork or getting organized or cleaning or all of the above. So it looks like a really busy new moon for the Cancers. You want to be proactive about whatever you're really interested in there while you have this energy from the cosmos helping you gather some steam. Mercury will join this story on the 12th, and so that can help you then open up the talks, the interviews, the auditions, excuse me, the writing, the agreements, the sales, the meetings, the decisions, you know, about those subjects. So that will help give it even more of a kick forward. For Leo, Mercury having gone direct now, we are now starting to move forward. We're going forward over the degrees we backed over between the 6th and the 12th. And these are about your home, any real estate deals, moves, or renovations, or it can be about your family, a parent, the roommate, you know, something at the root of your chart. And so you are hearing news now, or you are making a decision, or you are ready now to say what you need to say, or sign what you need to sign, or sell what you need to sell, you know, moving forward. And you want to be adaptive about what comes up on the 11th, which involves something legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious or political in the story. So some give and take there. And with the new moon really starting to get us underway as we get into our day on the 7th and over the next 2 weeks for Leo, this is giving you guys a brand new fresh start with something new or helping you take whatever's current into some next chapter with lovers or your love life, with creative projects, with children, and with recreational pursuits. So very fun new moon for the Leos. And Mercury joins this story on the 12th. So if you need to meet somebody or you want to have that talk or propose or sign an agreement or make a sale or write things up or interview or, you know, make choices in those areas, that's really going to help gather that steam as well. So we got a lot of energy rolling along there for Leo. For Virgo, Mercury is going direct, well, it's actually direct now as you guys are listening, and so between the 6th and the 12th, it'll be going forward over what it backed over, and this is really in the communications realm, so it's been really heavy-duty thought process for a lot of our Virgos out there. There might have been some really profound, important talks or meetings. Maybe you guys have been focused on ideas and writing or agreements and sales or short trips, or it could have involved for some Virgos your siblings or neighbors or vehicles or electronics as well. But whatever this is, you know, you have the next 6 days with forward momentum here to kind of now say, do, choose what it is based on what you did in the retrograde. The adaptive day is the 11th, and on that day, there is an adjustment to make when it comes to sexual attractions, reproductive needs, divorce, death, birth, triangles / third party scenarios, or anything in the big financial realm. So some give and take there will help you move that along. And then new moon energy for Virgo. Sorry, this house is so dry, you guys. This is the oldest house in the world. All right. It is. I'm not kidding. All right. So Virgo, new moon energy moving you guys forward as you head into Friday the 7th. And over the next 2 weeks, definitely time to start anything new you're ready to do or take something current up to the next level. And this is about your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, your family, your parents, your roommates. It could even be about ancestry or history, security needs, you know, insofar as like how secure are you feeling in your life? Do you need to put down roots or ground yourself in some new way? So definitely work with the cosmic energy to help move this forward. And know that your ruler Mercury joins this story on the 12th and will be going forward over things that you were contemplating during the retrograde. So now you can start to hear the news or offers or make the decisions or have the talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing that's part of this new momentum moving forward. All right, for Libra. Libra, Mercury retrograde going direct here on the 6th is going to be taking you forward over the Scorpio themes between the 6th and the 12th. And for your sign, this really means you're now moving forward, ready to, you know, hear something or make a decision or have that talk or meeting or sign the agreement or make the sale, you know. But it's focused on your income, or it's focused on a purchase, or it could be about a product that you're working on or your possessions and what you're doing with them. And so hopefully that rethink that you've had, now you're ready to start taking things into their, you know, progressive forward motion. And the adaptation on the 11th means that there's some give and take you need to make over one of these things with a partner or the client or the specialist or the agent or the attorney or the competitor or opponent. So some give and take there. And then new moon energy for Libra is kicking in, you know, as you get up on Friday the 7th and over the next 2 weeks. This can help you guys start something new or take something to the next level in a current situation with your writing, your agreements, your sales, your interviews, auditions, your talks and meetings and ideas, anything you're trying to pitch, anything you're proposing, any decisions you're making, as well as in the physical, it can be about launching forward with something you're doing with your vehicles, your electronics, your local community activities, any short trips you want to take, or something going on with brothers or sisters or neighbors. And Mercury joins that story on the 12th, which will only amplify this because it's really about the same subjects as what we just discussed. And so you are really going to be the communication information machine. You know, this is the time to make those choices, sign those agreements, make the sales, get your writing out there, get your ideas out there, because you've got a lot of momentum here with this. For Scorpio, Mercury has gone direct. Mercury has left the building in your sign as of the 6th. And so between the 6th and the 12th, now it is moving forward, really focused on you guys. And so this can be very personal for you. There can be some really important personal choices that you're making now based on some things that you kind of refinanced during the retrograde period. It can be a time where something about how you see yourself or what's going on with your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title or your identity is ready to move forward again. Or there can be some kind of thing that you've been showing up physically for, and now you've kind of figured out what that's about, and now you're ready to move forward and have some talks about that, make some choices about that. And there is this adaptation to be made on the 11th. And for Scorpio, you know, it's going to either be about paperwork or the job or the health scenario or the animals, quite a wide span, right? Or something going on with a coworker or hired help, and so some give and take with that. And then the new moon that kicks in as we get up on Friday the 7th and in the 2 weeks ahead. Scorpio, this is giving you guys real momentum to start something brand new that could help you make money, or that could be about your purchases or your product or your possessions and what you're doing with them. Or you can do something, you know, if you're already involved in something there, you can kind of take it up a notch or try something different, you know. This is giving you that fresh boost from the cosmos, and you have 2 weeks of this. And Mercury is going to join this story on the 12th moving forward. And so this is definitely important for you guys as far as hearing news or offers, writing, making proposals, signing agreements, making sales, anything like that that fits into that scenario moving forward. All right, Sagittarius. Sagittarius, Mercury having gone direct here on the 6th, it is going to be going over Scorpio energy between the 6th and the 12th, and so pretty much most of our week ahead. And Sag, you guys have been kind of working in the behind-the-scenes, mystical, magical, sometimes delusional part of the sky with this part of the retrograde. And so hopefully you figured something out. It really focuses on, you know, the arts, so film, music, painting, poetry, dance, and that kind of thing. Anything with romantic, karmic, past life type unions, clandestine romance, romantic getaways, romantic trysts. It can be focused on your spiritual life, your magical life, your psychic life. It can be about addictions or secrets or deceptions on the more challenging side. It can also be about hospitals or spas or retreats or other institutions, investigations, digging through information, research. And so there's a lot there. I'm sure a few of those probably stood out to you and you've been working on that. So now we are moving forward. We're going over the things we're working on and now ready to make some choices or hear those offers coming in, et cetera. And there is that adaptation day on the 11th when you're going to need to be in that give and take mode when it comes to the kids and what they need, or when it comes to your love life or lover, or what's going on with your creative projects or recreational plans. So expect that. And the new moon that really is underway as we get up on Friday the 7th, and giving us momentum over the next 2 weeks. For Sagittarius, it is about you. This is really wonderful for you guys. as far as if you felt like you want to put yourself out there on some new level, if you want to start something new, you just want to, and this can be really anything for you guys because it's you physically showing up. You know, I mean, I would probably lean into the Sag themes of higher knowledge and education or media, marketing, publishing, or law or travel or foreign interests or global interests, right? Or religion or politics or weddings or other ceremonies and all that. But it is about you. And so you can show up for those things, or you can use this momentum, Sag, to really kind of focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your needs, and what you want to do moving forward. So you have cosmic momentum behind you. Mercury joins this story on the 12th moving forward. And so at that point, you know, things you've been kind of mulling over or trying to tweak and finesse and rethink during the retrograde about yourself, you're now ready to start moving that forward by getting into talks or meetings or signing some agreements or making some sales or pitching ideas or writing or interviewing or auditioning or, you know, hearing the offer, making the decision. So that's going to start to pick up as we get to the 12th and beyond. All right, for Capricorn. Capricorn, we have Mercury direct, and from the 6th through the 12th, so most of our week ahead, it is going to be going through Scorpio. And so for Capricorn, you know, anything you guys have been really kind of trying to rethink and finesse, let go, rekindle, whatever the do-over was for you, been about your personal aspirations and your original projects and your personal freedom, as well as where you are in your social stream. So with your friends, with your associates, with the groups you're part of, with the internet activities you pursue, with astrology, with charities, with gatherings and parties and events. And so now we see this energy is moving you forward here. So you might hear from some people or pick up the phone and call them, or you might, you know, start to set up meetings or make some sales or sign some agreements or write about something here. So you're definitely in this forward momentum. You want to make the adaptation on the 11th, and that will involve something going on with your home or real estate deals, moves or renovations. Family, parents, roommates. I always feel weird separating parents from family. But I think it means like, you know, you're the family you started and then your parents. So some give and take there. And then new moon for Capricorn, as you get into Friday the 7th and as you're moving forward over the next 2 weeks, you guys have forward momentum, and this is helping get the ball rolling for you in things you are participating in that you're going after. And this can be something in the art realm. So if you want to get out there and do more with music, concerts, museums, theaters, film, dance, painting, poetry, whatever, muse related, you've got momentum. You also now can start something new or take it to the next level in a romantic part of your life. So there might be a new love interest on the horizon if you're out and about in the next couple weeks, or if you're in a good romantic scenario, maybe you guys will decide to book a little getaway or something, you know. This can be about a fresh start or next level chapter with your spiritual practices. So time to, you know, sign up for the meditation or yoga class or get into the prayer circle or whatever it is that you pursue for your spiritual growth. Also, this can be about hospitals, spas, retreats. So time to get in there and have a procedure done. Or maybe you've thought of working at one of these places or putting your product there. And so this will give you some momentum there. And then also any kind of research, development, investigations. If there are addictive problems, it can be a good time to get the help you need. And so there you have it, a lot of momentum with that. And then Mercury joins this story on the 12th, which will kick up the talks and meetings, the short trips, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the offers and decisions in those areas. And that'll be taking you forward over these weeks ahead. All right, for Aquarius. Aquarius, Mercury is now direct. Between the 6th and the 12th, it is going to be taking you forward over the Scorpio themes. And so for Aquarius, this is really getting you guys to focus on your big life goals, because whatever you've been kind of sussing out over the retrograde, you're now ready to start moving that forward. Or it can be about your career and you're ready to launch into that next thing. Or it can be about what's going on with a parent, a boss, a director, a teacher, a mentor, a judge, somebody in a higher up position or that you see as an authority figure. And so again, you know, we're moving this forward now. It's time to say something. It's time to hear something or sign something or sell something or write it up or make a choice. And there is that adaptation on the 11th. And so it is in the communication information arena. So Aquarius, there might be something you need to kind of ask for or you need to hear or you need to learn. There could be something, some adjustment to make to something you have signed or still need to sign or a sale that is going on. Also for Aquarius, some of you guys might be making some kind of adjustment on that day with a vehicle, short trip, local activity, or something with electronics or with brothers or sisters or neighbors. So last minute, sudden little, oh my gosh, I need you for this kind of stuff. Don't be put off too much. With new moon energy as you get into your day on the 7th, Aquarius, this is going to give you guys momentum moving forward over the next 2 weeks to start new friendships or new group activities or new things online or new astrology or charity interests or new gatherings that you attend. Or it can help you with new original projects and ideas and inventions or aspirations. Or if you don't want to go new, it can give you similar momentum behind current situations and really getting those moving forward into some new chapter, some new level. And Mercury joins this story on the 12th. So at that point, you can get into more talks and meetings about it, take short trips, sign agreements, make sales, write, interview, field offers, and make choices moving this stuff forward. All right, for Pisces. Pisces, Mercury retrograde is now direct as of the 6th of December, and between the 6th and the 12th, in this week ahead, it is going to be taking you forward now over Scorpio themes. So it is time now to hear the news or the offer or to get into the talks or the meetings or make the sales or write things up or sign agreements or make decisions about the things that are ninth house oriented for you guys. So this can be about legal matters, okay, finally moving this stuff forward. It can be about educational pursuits. It can be about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity for you guys moving forward. It can be about I think I said legal, travel plans or something going on with people at a distance or foreign interests. It can be about weddings or other ceremonies, starting to get that communication flow moving forward with this stuff. Or it can be about politics or religion and the things you are ready now to say or decide or share in some way through information and communication. So expect to really be ready to now see this stuff moving. On the 11th, there is an adaptation to make, and this is either about something you value or being valued yourself or aligning values with others, or this has to do with your personal income, a purchase or purchases, what's going on with possessions or products. So, you know, you'll know what it is when it shows up. Give and take there to work this through. New moon energy, as you get into the day on the 7th, this is in play. It will be helping you move forward over the next 2 weeks. It is giving you momentum with your career. It is giving you momentum with your reputation or status or fame. It is giving you momentum with personal life goals, as well as anything you want to move forward with authority figures like bosses, directors, producers, teachers, mentors, judges, priests, I don't know, whoever you see as an authority figure in your life. And so, you know, you want to work with this energy to start moving towards what this is and let it help you go further during this period than you would at other times during the year. Note that Mercury joins this story on the 12th. Moving forward, and this will help you guys open up the talks and meetings and agreements and interviews and auditions and sales and writing and offers and decisions about these goals or about these career matters or your reputation or fame or status or what's going on with these higher up people. So let's say you're trying to meet a certain authority person and make an impression on them. Well, the new moon energy will start to get you reaching out to this person, and then as Mercury joins the story, you might be on the phone with them or meeting with them for coffee or whatever that is. So that's how you time it. And that's it, guys. I hope you found the planetary stuff at the beginning interesting. I thought it was interesting. We're all heating up, baby. Frequencies are turning. Axes are turning. We're shifting. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. It's Zoe Moon. I love you guys. You can find me on Facebook for the time being at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology pretty much daily. I am in the process of working on a web page, believe it or not, after 10 years. I'm trying. So I'll let you know when you can find me there too. And I hope it's a great week. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.